Patient name, Angela Bontempo, B-O-N-T-E-M-P-O. Chief complaint, ADHD symptoms, anger, and anxiety.
Well,
this is a married mother of three who presents for the first time for psychiatric care. She is currently treated for anxiety by her primary MD, Dr. Rambalakis, and is on Zoloft 25 milligrams PO once daily. She feels that her anger is driven by anxiety. Sometimes she stated, sometimes she gets snappy, she may yell, and one time she got so angry that when by herself she threw her phone. She stated that her anxiety developed in adulthood. As far as her ADHD symptoms, she stated she was always a procrastinator. She has difficulty completing tasks. She was not treated as a child. She is not hyperactive. She loses focus and feels scattered. She makes careless mistakes, interrupts people, and can't wait for people to stop talking. She often zones out in conversations. She can't relax or settle down. The patient has a history of postpartum depression after each of her three children. There was no psychosis. She was treated with Zoloft after her postpartum depressions and recovered well. The patient has never been manic or hypomanic. She's never had any psychosis as noted. No symptoms of obsessive compulsive disorder. She does have panic attacks where she has a sense of impending doom out of nowhere and she doesn't feel like she can catch her breath. During those instances, she has had to call her husband for support. The patient describes general anxiety where she has trouble calming down when she gets upset. She feels constantly frazzled, tense. She'll wake up in the middle of the night, start thinking, and can't fall back to sleep. She usually wakes up between 1 and 3 a.m. Her energy level is adequate to do her job and her work at home. She has no symptoms of trauma. She's never been physically, sexually, or emotionally abused, never a victim of a crime. She has good appetite and exercises regularly. She's never had any suicide attempts, no self-harming behaviors. She's never been violent, no psychiatric hospitalizations. Family history. Her mother and two sisters have anxiety and depression. Another sister has ADHD. She has three nephews with ADHD. There's alcoholism on the maternal side. She stated that her mother drinks daily but is never observed to be intoxicated. Substance use. The patient stated that of late she has been drinking one glass of wine each night with dinner because she is tense. She used to be a social drinker, having a few drinks when she went out only. In high school and college, she used marijuana but no longer does. She quit nicotine 10 years ago. Medical history, unremarkable. She has no known allergies. She's on multivitamins, magnesium glycinate, 500 milligrams once daily, Zepbound, 12.5 milligrams injection. she lost 40 pounds on Zepbound. Surgical history, she had 3 C-sections and a left bunionectomy. Social history, the patient has been married for 9 years. She has 3 children, parentheses, boy, age 8, comma, boy, age 5, comma, and a girl, age 2, on parentheses. Her mother-in-law lives with them and helps out with the children. The patient is a registered nurse and works 4 days a week. She feels that she has a good support system. She stated that her marriage is good and that her husband is supportive. Developmental history, the patient met her milestones on time. She has always been a good student. She's never had any behavioral problems as a child, no bedwetting, no separation anxiety. She has never been bullied. Diagnosis, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, attention deficit disorder, primarily inattentive subtype, plan, Zoloft 50 milligrams PO once daily, add Ritalin 5 milligrams PO BID. Follow up in 1 month. The patient is to call on Monday, December 15th, to report how she's feeling on the Ritalin. Yeah, then the toilet should work fine.